This is Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki.
So we ended up having like a small little party. And we had it in the office, and that was one of Emily's roles, was to like set up the
sesh curtain room is what we call it.
We call it sesh curtains.
Full blackout sheets that I like.
Basically, I wanted a dark rave.
Cheers, babes. Welcome to Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki and Emily. The real life shit you only discuss over a drink. But before we start, a little disclaimer.
So we're here for a good time and not a long time. So if you were easily offended, then you should scram doodly.
Scram diddly doodly. Hey, diddly doodly.
Scram diddly doodly.
Howdy, neighbor.
Howdy, neighbor. So today we have the fabulous Emily in, who, as you guys probably all know from our Instagram, is our personal executive assistant. I just made that term.
PA/EA.
So you guys have always kind of been like, what's it like to work at Jagger & Stone? Get Emily on the podcast. And we thought, you know,
why not?
We'll do that. But we also took this as an opportunity as well to talk about what made Emily stand out in her job application, kind of like some tips and tricks on scoring the perfect job and how to kind of work your way into a role that then your bosses really appreciate you, because we love Emily. That's so
much. So like, I guess like giving tips, and Em does as well, like from literally her own experience of just, yeah, how to stand out to your employees and, you know, kill it at your job.
Yeah.
Let's bring her in.
Let's bring her in.
Come on in,
Emsky. We've nailed that.
Emdooski.
Come on in.
All right. Welcome to our darling Emily.
Welcome. Yeah. Shut your mouth, Emily, before you say anything bad.
Kidding. So just checking, you've got that NDA signed.
I'm
just
signed.
She needs like another one every 3 months or something.
Literally. We need to like tighten up her contract every 3 months. So now you can never even blink if someone says anything.
You do not work at Jagger & Stone.
You do not work here.
Blink one, twice for yes, once for no.
Yes. Emily's seen some things, but she's...
A few tings here and there.
A few little tings. But Emily, I think people want to know, before we get into like asking you questions, well, I guess this is a question, but what is, in your opinion, your role at Jagger & Stone / Lucy and Nikki's PA?
Well, it's like PA/EA, so... I like assist you guys with like everything in your life and then like in Jagger as well. So like from all of the orders, customer service, help Luce with like some of the wholesale stuff and whatnot, and like shoots and everything. So bit of an all-rounder position, like literally a bit of everything.
Literally an all-rounder, I feel. Yeah. Like such a good way to describe it.
One day you could be like going to the Bottle-O to get us a cut to Guava Cruises.
One day.
And the next you could be going.
One day.
One day every 2 days. And then the next you could be, you know, building flat packs at our house. But then the next you could be doing all the data and admin entry for like our new collections. Yeah. And the next you could be assisting on a photo shoot.
Mm. Yeah.
But every day you do all of the customer service, you pack all of our orders.
Yeah, they're like the things that I do mainly every day, like the essentials every day, like PO box, returns, orders, all that stuff. But then like other stuff is like literally there's something different every day that I'm doing, I feel.
So yeah.
Yeah.
And you also assist me with Basic Girls Guide as well.
Yeah. Also do Basic Girls Guide with Lucy, BGG.
BGG, baby G's. which we actually so launched last night, so good times.
Yes.
Yeah, the girls
killing
as well.
It.
I'm loving the new blue tones in all the marketing girls.
Yes, we've gone for a subtle baby blue tone.
A baby blue, but it's still pastel vibes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Stunning.
Trendy, keep it 90s flex, keep it chic, you know, as we do.
Emily, fun fact about Em, she's like a guru at doing Instagram stories.
Oh, stop.
Yeah,
she's really good.
Well, that's another thing you do. You assist with all the social media. Like you really do a little bit
of
everything.
Socials, DMs, Insta stories. Love an Insta story.
Yeah, you're very good at them, baby. Yeah.
She's great at Insta stories. But I would just say you're like kind of like an extension of our, you know, what we need done. Anything that we need done, you just assist us with.
Literally. I feel like I just do a bit of everything.
Yeah.
So good. Never bored.
No.
Never boring, which is so good.
Do you enjoy your job?
Oh, my God. Do I enjoy it? I fucking love it.
Oh, my God. She loves it.
This one time, Emily said to us, and it was so cute.
Oh, my God,
she just
goes,
what did
I
say? What did
she say? It was like a really busy week too. Like you had your Basic Girls Guide stuff going on as well, I think. Like it was just like there was shit going on everywhere. And I think we just hired like our designer, Annika, as well. Like it was just, you know, people in and out. Like everything was happening. And Em just goes, like not even overwhelmed. She just goes, guys, I just want to say I'm really happy at the moment. And I was like, I was like, wow, as a boss, that's like one of the best things here ever. I'm glad that your work can make you so happy.
Oh, it's so good. Literally like.
Tell everyone what your star sign said on the day you started working for us.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Oh my God. Okay, so on we have this co-star app, right?
We're so into co-star in the office. It's crazy.
We check it literally every day. I ask them what their updates are every day.
Well, speaking of, I haven't checked mine today. Continue. Yeah,
but on my first day starting Jagger, my little quote that comes up every day said, "You are becoming who you are." And I was like, "No, that's it. I'm done."
Oh my God. That literally gives me goosebumps even right now. Yes. What the hell?
Yes.
And that you are. Now you're a little Jagger girl, and every man and his dog in the world wants to know how you got the job.
Literally.
So basically, just to give you guys some background, when Emily applied for the job, so basically Nikki and I did everything at Jagger and Stone by ourselves for about a year. I probably aged, that's why now I'm like really need Botox every 2 days because I literally aged so much. But we got there in the end, and then we took on Verity because she actually approached us and we're like, you know what? There are some things that we could create a role for. We took on Verity. Verity, aka Big V, ended
love
up.
Love that girl too.
Yeah, love her. But she needed to, she was living in Brisbane and like it honestly was just, I think, stressing all of us out knowing that she had to drive so far every day to and from work because it was just like, you know, like if we ever needed her to stay back later, we would feel bad because then we knew she had like a fucking hour and 40-minute drive and it just...
Such a mission.
For a full-time job, it was, I think, really difficult for her to manage her work-life balance.
Yeah.
You know?
She wasn't working out because she was like
spending 3 hours a day in the car, I think, or more. Yeah.
So then when Verity left, we were like, okay, let's look at this role and actually kind of make it more of a thing because we kind of just created the role for her. And then when she was leaving, we're like, let's like lock this role in. So we put up a CCAD and as well as a just like Instagram, you know, posts. Mm. And we put it to Lucy at jaggerandstone.com. I got like 350
emails.
Yeah, I know. So basically what I did was if you didn't have your resume PDF'd, and because you can see the attachment underneath the – like without
thing.
Even opening it. I didn't even open your email if you didn't have a PDF. I just deleted it if it was a Word document.
Because that's a good little tip for everyone at home because I think if you're young, you can make that mistake. Mm. Always PDF it because that's an editable document. You know what I mean? Essentially. Not that anyone would go and you go in, edit it, and send it back to them. Silly bitch doesn't know how to use Microsoft.
LOL. Sent.
Basically, that was like my – because I had to just find some kind of a almost
culling
like
system.
Rule.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure there were a few great girls in there that I might have missed, but well, no, because we've ended up with the right person. So then,
actually, I take that back. We didn't.
But then I did like rounds and rounds of different applications. Like you had to do a video, then you had to do this. And Emily's actually quite – what would you say you are like quite –
I feel like you're like shy upon first meeting.
Really?
Not shy.
Maybe not shy. I think you're like more chill.
Yeah, I'm chill. Yeah.
You weren't like a Lucy who would have like done a like small performance dance cartwheel splits.
Oh, no.
And
no,
say,
no.
Give me the job. Woo! More like, you know, you've got it more of a relaxed, poised approach.
That's a great word. That. Emily is poised as fuck.
She's poised AF, babe. Anyway, so I remember watching Em's video and we're like, yep, let's definitely interview her. And
do you know what stood out to me? The way her closet was organized in the background. I went,
oh, yeah.
This little chickie. Organized. Shit together.
Organized that shit, color coordinated.
It was color coordinated. You had, like, I think your jackets were featuring. I was, you know, a leopard one. Like, jeans. Yeah. I was okay, I'm into it.
And then we were like, to the interview process. And funnily enough, we actually know Emily's older brother, which did not give her any competitive advantage at all.
Hear that, brother? Mm-hmm.
Hear that, Danny, playing at home.
Yeah.
Didn't give her any competitive advantage, but naturally it did just make you like, I would remember, oh, that's Danny's sister.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Not, it wasn't like she's going to get the job. It was more like, oh, Emily Poynting, that's Danny Poynting's sister kind of thing. Anyway. Yeah. Then it's so weird. We had our interview with Emily and Nikki and I think you were only like the second girl to get interviewed and we interviewed like 8 girls after you. Mm. And it's funny, as soon as you left, me and Nikki were just like, I think she's the one. But we still kind of, you know,
we were very fair. We interviewed heaps more people and we even did trials with.
Yeah. And we were new to being bosses. We're new to employing people. So we kind of needed to like make sure we weren't just going off like a gut whim feeling.
Do you know who was actually a massive sounding board for us during that process?
Who?
It was Jim.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Like, you know, people
Emily
come,
loves gym too, and Jim loves Emily.
People come and like meet us and like, you know, yes, we're essentially your boss or whatever, but it'd be like, we are still no more. Like, that was such a hard decision to make, and we'd be there, like, they'd leave. Oh, my fucking God, get Jim a FaceTime. Oh, my God, so what do we do? Like, this happened, this happened. Like,
no, and so Jim said something to me once, and it really stuck with me. We were, like, kind of deciding between a couple of people, and we're like, this girl's got these really great traits, and Emily's kind of like this, but she's more just, like, poised and, like, cool, calm and collected. And Jim goes, stop trying to look for yourself in an employee. He's like, get someone that is going to make your life easier. That is the whole point of employing someone. Stop looking for someone that you can go out for wines with, which, by the way, I'd definitely go out for wines with Emily any night of the week. So that's 100%. Not to say that I wouldn't go out for wines with her. But he's like, stop looking for like 2.0 of you. Look for someone that is going to be awesome at their job. And can I just say, Emily is so much better than me.
Not.
So much better. Like,
no way.
But like at things that I'm not good at. And like, no offense, Nick, neither are you that good at some of these things. Like,
oh,
it's like,
she's amazing.
You know, like she's so organized.
Things, these things.
Oh, and that's another thing that stood out. She had two diaries at our interview,
freak.
And we went, what the fuck? How do you use even one of those things?
I have a diary in there, and I've like all I've written this week was
dinner with hairdresser.
No, literally, pretty much.
Busy.
So literally. But yeah, anyway, so that's just to give you the backstory is like why we employed Emily. She just stood out. We just knew
she stood out. She was very
her.
Organized. And your experience, I guess, as well, you know, that you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah, tell us
program.
About that, actually. That's a common question.
Yeah, a lot of people ask, like, how I actually got a job in, like, this type of industry.
Yeah. Because you haven't studied, journey. Have you?
No, fun fact. Everyone asked that as well.
Yeah.
I actually was at uni for like 2 months and then I was like, okay, bye.
Poor thing. She has a hex bill though. Poor thing.
It's like a couple grand. It's fine.
And why did you decide that wasn't for you?
I just like literally was not loving it at all. I just knew.
What were you studying?
It was health science, weirdly.
Oh, boring.
Yeah. There you go.
So, snooze. Glad you
made your first mistake. Okay. Shout out to all the health scientists out there.
Killing it. But yeah, I was just like, oh, not loving it. So I literally went to like barely any of the like lectures or anything. I was like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, left that. First of all,
credit to you for actually stopping too, because a lot of people kind of push it out thinking they don't have a choice and then don't work in the industry anyway.
Yeah. I couldn't keep going.
Nah.
Hell no.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But then I had like a few smaller jobs here and there, nothing like too hectic. And then I got a small position at like another online company in like the dispatch area. So I was just like packing orders and stuff, but it was like a really good foot in the door to get into like online brand.
Yeah.
So I started doing dispatch and then they actually moved me up into the office and then I was now their social media coordinator. Mm-hmm. So that was
That's why she's so good at Insta stories.
Literally.
Yes. Learned a few things here and there. but yeah, so that really like helped me get a lot of experience with like all of the platforms we use at Jagger as well, like Shopify for orders and everything like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, did social media and then events with that company as well.
Yeah,
so,
we actually met Emily at an event.
We did meet her at an event and she was lovely and very professional.
Yeah, super professional, unlike us.
No, but I think that's another thing as well with you, Em, like you can tell that you are like a career girl.
Yeah.
And
workaholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I fucking love because it's very often that people will want to work for people like Nikki and I because they think that they're going to be able to come and hang out with us and that they're going to be able to be on a photo shoot every day and that they're going to be having drinks with fucking Tammy Hembro every night. And although you do occasionally get to do things like that, we actually do run a very like busy business.
We work hard.
Really hard.
Really hard, yeah.
And I think that's the thing that's like we really stood out about you too. We could tell straight off the bat that you weren't like people, every time we put you on our stories, hundreds of people try to follow Emily and she doesn't even accept them. You have a private account.
Sorry, guys.
So it's not like you're
and that's not a part of, you know, your Instagram is completely up to
like
you
private,
or our employees.
Yeah. Oh my God, we wouldn't care if she did let them follow. You know?
Yeah, that's even another thing we noticed. We're like, wow, this girl just is quite literally not there for clout.
Yeah. Which we love, but I wouldn't care either way. If you're good at your job, I wouldn't care. Which you are.
I wouldn't care if I was a cloud chaser.
No, if you're good at your job, I'd be like, chase that cloud, honey. Did you get those orders out?
You get those followers, girl.
You get those followers. All right, so a few quick questions, just like brief ones. Mm-hmm. What is, how old are you?
I'm 21. Just turned 21 2 weeks
She's
ago.
A baby.
We took her to rickshaws for her birthday.
Yes, was divine.
We've spoken about her experience.
Yes.
Something about Emily too is that it's like one thing I love about you and I don't know, maybe because it's not like you've got a huge amount of experience.
No.
you are just a problem solver. So, like, if I say to Emily, like, being, you know, quite erratic in the way that I am, I'll be like, here's something that I've never done before and I don't know how to solve it, but just, like, task it to you. Like, you know, even something as small as, like, Emily, I need you to go and find something that's going to hold up the curtains for this room upstairs so that I can have a secret party and black out all the windows.
Say no more.
And Emily goes, I'm on it. And she'll just go and find a solution. I don't need to be like, well, have you thought about duct tape? Have you thought about these clips from Bunnings?
Solver.
Like, she's
okay, let's.
Shall we?
Yeah, we shall. That's a fucking pretty funny story.
So funny.
So we ended up having like a small little party. Get together. And we had it in the office. And that was one of Emily's roles, was to like set up the
sesh curtains.
Sesh room is what we call it.
We call it sesh curtains.
Full blackout sheets that I like.
Basically, I wanted a dark rave.
Yes.
And because our
she got it.
Our office is quite visible from the road. We just don't like many people seeing what we're doing because, you know, we want to party in privacy like normal people. So we just need to have curtains up.
Because we have neons as well, sometimes it kind of looks a bit misleading. Like, yeah. I'd hate for some random to kind of arrive thinking it was like a venue.
Well, yeah, it kind of has like a bit of a like, could be a pub place.
Yeah. Does that neon say open or does it say Jagger and Stone?
Yeah, literally. All right, so more questions. These guys are loving. Okay, what's a day like in the life of Emily?
Like, what do I do every day?
Yep. Like, give a rough outline.
Well, I start my morning by heading to the PO box.
Perfect.
Yes, picking up all the returns and whatnot. There's been not much lately, which is great.
Great, love that.
Then I head in. I normally give the office a little clean up, you know. Mm-hmm.
Anything could have gone down the night before, just yes. Nobody knows.
Who knows?
We're joking.
No, we're not.
Emails and then orders, which I normally do like all in the morning. And then afternoon is kind of just like set for whatever happens that day, yep. I feel. Like it's something different in the arvo most days. Like today we're at the potty, you know. Like,
Totally.
Doing wild ones, spawn.
Yes, okay. Spawn pigs.
Oh, that's my fucking least favourite part of the week. Boring.
And that's one thing as well that's a credit to you. You're like, you're not afraid to get your hands dirty. Like even when we're moving house and Lucy and I are like a bit stressed, Em's like, what do you want me to do? What can I do to help you? Who do you want me to
call? Emily folded my clothes.
And we're like, oh no, babe. She's like, I'm your assistant. It's my job. Let me help. And I'm like, wow. Righto, do you mind putting these flat packs together?
Literally, do you mind to build this entirely?
We gave her a dinner and wine, don't you worry.
I weirdly liked doing flat packs, so that was so fun.
Oh, there's actually skill. The funniest thing in here. Someone goes, Emily, if everyone would know about the Britney Spears, wear yellow if you're trapped, and then she wore yellow. Someone wrote in here, Emily, wear yellow if you're secretly being held hostage to make Lucy's flat packs.
You guys so can't see what colour I'm wearing, but it may be yellow, so.
It's white. It's white. She's not being held against your will. All right, here's a question. What's it like working for Lucy and Nikki?
So much fun.
The best, would you say?
The best. The best.
She's obviously not going to say anything bad.
We've got a gun to her head here.
Nothing bad to say, though, I feel.
I love that.
No, that's good. It's
so much fun and busy, and I feel like I learn a lot, like, all the time. Like, I'm always learning something new, which is so good. Like, keep my brain busy, you know?
Yeah. Well, someone says, what's the best thing and worst thing about both Nikki and Lucy? Oh. Whoa. Choose your words wisely here, Shaniqua.
Should I spill the tea?
You've got a review
tea?
Coming up.
Spill the tea.
Spill the tea.
No, best thing for sure would be, like, as you can already hear, like, you guys literally appreciate me and, like, show me that you appreciate me, which is, like, literally so amazing. Love Nikki.
Love this girl. Love this bitch.
Another thing great is, like, I feel like you trust me a lot, which is, like, good as well. Like, I don't feel, like when you guys left the office or something, like you don't come in like, oh, Emily, what'd you do while we're gone? Like, it's not like that. It's
No.
You just know that
You've never given us a reason to think that you would do anything other than do what we need you to do. Yeah.
But that's just like a really good thing to like, I don't know, have your boss's trust, obviously. It's very important, I feel.
Yeah.
Worst thing, probably.
Say it.
I don't have a bad thing, not really. Just like if you like film an Insta story and I'm looking like literally.
I made a boy give Emily a kiss on my Instagram one time and she almost fucking died.
She was filming her, yelled out, it was her birthday, yells out to our mate, go give Emily, who's absolutely stunning, might we add.
Beautiful.
Go give Emily a birthday kiss. And Em's face just dropped. She was like, you fucking kidding me, bro?
No, I saw the phone and I was like, here we go.
Yeah,
here we go.
What are we in for? Oh, my God.
You're on my payroll, doll. You get tortured. Well, this leads to the next one. Who are you most scared of, Lucy or Nikki?
Scared?
Who were you most scared of when you started?
I don't think I was really scared.
Yeah. Always die to be scared.
Yeah,
scary.
Like,
Lucy asked to turn one of our old
scared of me.
Red Bull girls that we hired and was like, no. But you were pretty intimidated of me when you met me, right? She goes, no, Luz, you're actually like super nice. And Luz goes, oh, really? Like she wanted it to be.
Do you know the funniest thing is, like, people tell me I'm scary all the time. Like literally every single day someone tells me I'm scary. And that's all well and good. But weirdly, no one ever tells me in a work environment that I'm scary.
Yeah, nah, you're great.
Scary. Fuck.
That's a positive thing.
Oh, take rule my intimidation, bro.
No, I don't. I'm sure you could turn it on if you
want to
do.
No, I don't want to be a nasty boss. I like being a nice boss. Okay, have there ever been any days where you just thought, fuck this?
No. No, like fuck this as in fuck work.
Or just like this is way too hard basket or whatever.
No, no way.
Nah.
Literally no. I feel like just got to try. Even if something's hard, I just like fucking try.
Yeah.
Like, and then if I need help, then I always ask for help anyway. So.
Mm. Well, that's it.
Mm. How did you find the job? Did you just see it on Instagram?
Well, I actually like sent you guys an email before you posted your ads.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I – did we see that?
I don't think you replied, but we'll forget about that.
That sounds about right.
But then, like, I invited you guys to that event I did with my previous job, and then I saw you there, and my brother actually sent me the story that one of you's put up.
Oh,
and he was like, oh,
Danny boy.
And I was like, on it, and I literally applied, just, like, straight away. Somebody sent it to me, and I was like, yes. I had, like, such a good feeling about it, though. Like, even all my friends said, like, oh, my God, you're going to get it. I was like, am I? Oh, my God, am I going to get it? Like,
oh, I'm so glad you got it, by the way. As a PA, is she more the Devil Wears Prada PA or just a general admin PA? I feel like you're kind of...
kind of devil. No, well, but we're not devils.
No, we're not devils, but, like, she's...
angels that wear Jagger.
Yeah. But she definitely has to do some, like, you know...
personal
life admin, personal. Yeah. Like, you booked me in for my psych.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Vibe skeezy.
What else? Like even, you know, Friday Arvo, we were there and a couple of our friends came over to the office for drinks, like after work drinks, which Em stayed for because then she had an 8 o'clock dinner. And we're like, oh, right, Em, head out and get some cocktail ingredients. We'll like have cocktails. Like, do you know what I mean? Like that's pretty personal too. But
yeah.
Then you get to join in on the fun.
Yeah. I'd never make you do that if you weren't going to stay. Like, if like especially not after 5 p.m., I'd never be like, hey, Em, can you run up the road to the Bottle-O, come back and then piss off? I'd be like, you can say
You know I'd do it anyway.
Yeah, I know you would, but I would never want to make you do that.
Yeah.
All right, what are the girls' most annoying habits?
Annoying? I honestly like...
Give me a bit of vol.
That's what I always say.
Oh, no, actually, I have one. So every morning it's like we've got a song of the fucking week. It just like gets played on repeat. Like that's all we hear the whole day.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know what? I'm going to make Aaron put a soundbite in. The song of the week we only found today, but it's early in the week, so that's great.
Oh, my God. We all nearly cried when we listened to it.
So it's a
beautiful
marching band doing Flume, You and Me, and wow, it moved me.
We've found out we need to find some marching men in our lives.
Literally.
Well, I like literally at this point I'm about to date the tiny little leprechaun playing the drums because
he's somewhat hot, but you can't get to Brussels, babes.
Yeah, true.
You can find your local marching...
We'll get that one day.
...marching band.
Yeah, true.
I actually Googled Gold Coast marching band.
And?
There was a few around.
Oh, my God.
We're on. We are on.
We are on. Yeah, that's Emily goes, for your birthday next year, I'm going to get you a marching band to come in. I was like, if you did that, I'd probably be the happiest person on earth.
And Emily goes, I feel like it has to be sooner.
Maybe like, just do it for any day.
Yeah, I'll
because I'm sad and need people to cheer me up. Thank you.
Need a tiny little leprechaun to play his little trombone.
Trombone. Okay, did you love the brand Jagger & Stone before you worked for it or did you fall in love once you had the job?
I loved the brand before. I already knew of the brand but fell in love more when I worked here.
Yeah.
Like seeing all the behind the scenes I feel is like really cool. Like for new collections and stuff, like seeing all the work that goes into it, like
the
shoots and everything like that. Like it's really cool to see actually how it comes about.
So. On your first week, you actually were on a shoot, remember?
Yeah that was the first week.
That was epic and it was pissing down rain.
One thing about Emily that's really epic too, just for any girls out there looking to do a job similar, because I feel like a lot of the girls are going to be wanting to hear tips and stuff on how Emily, you know, is very proactive in the way that, like, she'll come on a photo shoot and do anything, like, we task her to. I'll be like, steam this, Emily, or, like, can you make sure that, you know, can you run out and get lunch for everyone, or can you do this or whatever?
Fix that tag.
Yeah. But then she'll also be like the whole time, like taking all content on her mobile phone and BTS content and getting video and stuff like that. So like as a boss, you know, giving tips to like you young girls, showing that kind of level of productivity and just initiative is crucial, because I do feel like a lot of girls maybe go into, especially like with bosses like Nikki and I, you know, like Emily probably followed us on Instagram beforehand, or like, you know, and we are quite old and like loud. If you're intimidated of your boss in a little bit of a way, and then also shy in a new role.
Yeah, it's kind of like a fine line between being shy and intimidated, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's such a good point. I never even thought about that. But yeah, you did such a good job of like
inserting yourself and being really helpful and productive.
Yeah.
And at the very end of the day, say for example, if I just was like, oh, well, we don't even need those photos.
Yeah.
Emily takes the most amazing iPhone content anyway. So hypothetically, but at the very least, if they were the worst iPhone photos I'd ever seen, at least you had, you'd shown
initiative in getting them.
Yeah. Whereas I feel like a lot of girls sometimes are a bit scared to do something in case they seem like too,
No, that's a great tip.
Like forward, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, forward or like too keen.
Yeah.
But there's no such thing as too keen.
No. And, you know, if you do kind of pick up on the vibe that maybe that could be you being too keen, just suggest, hey, I'd love to help do this.
Yeah.
And then it's just out there if you don't feel like it's the right environment to just do it, you know.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, that's a really good piece of advice.
At least they know that you're like up for it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like even like if you have to do your own running around, which is another good example, like, you know, Em's still got her daily things that she needs to look after. So sometimes she'll just be like, girls, I'm off to go to office work or do whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like you can still like you're confident enough to still work on your own time.
Yeah.
And then in turn we're just like, yeah, like she knows what she's doing. Do you know what I mean?
It's kind of good. It's a really nice feeling as a boss. And like obviously I can say this about Emily, but I think for the punters listening at home, it's good if your boss can basically, I don't even have to think daily about the jobs that Emily does, and that to me is a huge relief. So I don't have to think like, I hope customer service is getting done because I know it is, or I hope this is getting done because I know it is. So that's one thing that I think is really good. And then it's also just good knowing, like especially for someone like me, I'm very ADHD, so for me to just be able to throw a task at Emily verbally once and know that then I don't have to be like, hey, Emily, did you organize those things to get printed 1,000 times? Like I just know if I give it to you once, it will get done. And I think that that's really important if you're a young person trying to prove yourself in a workplace to have that level of like initiative and stuff, because if no one likes having to ask someone 1,000 times to do things.
Literally. Yeah.
So you, this is essentially the first time you've ever been a PA.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. At my old job, though, I kind of like helped the CEO a lot.
Yeah.
With like that sort of stuff, though. So I feel like I kind of like understood a little bit. Like I was always up for doing anything at my old job as well. So
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've kind of dabbled in it a little bit. Not really, but a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. It's kind of like I was like that at my old job too. Like I still, I was like my boss's like right hand girl.
Yeah. That's, I feel you like know, that's
I'd every now and again, I'd be like going pick up suits.
Yeah.
Ducking into the shops, getting suits, things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, technically first PA slash EA role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Like I guess you would say if you were to split your job up, I reckon you work like 80% on Jagger and Stone stuff and 20% on
Wild Ones
slash like, personal, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she works on Basic Girls Guide stuff outside of like our regular 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Hours.
Like in the morning before Jagger or like after?
In the arvo after, yep, for
depending.
Sure. For sure.
Yes.
What tips would you give to someone trying to get a role similar to yours?
Honestly, just get like experience. Like with my experience, I literally started packing the orders for an online company. Like anything you can do to get your foot in the door, I feel will help in the end.
So, I think I completely agree, and I just had a moment when I thought back to looking at the girls applying for your role. As bad as this even is to say, I will just go and say it, as I always do.
Uh-oh.
If I was looking at people's resumes and I saw a business in there that I either thought was similar to ours, I could recognize the name of them. So, like, you know, for example, Emily's old work wasn't necessarily similar to ours, but I was familiar with the brand.
Yeah. Been to like our events and stuff like that a couple of times.
So. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I was to see one of those companies in there, I would instantly be more inclined to even look at your resume. Whereas like even if I didn't even know what it said, it could have said like dispatch girl.
Yeah.
Or, you know, customer service rep. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it could have been, you know, it didn't matter what the role was. If I saw a brand or a company that I was familiar with, automatically I'd like dart to that person and be like, I'm going to look at this person's resume. Whereas you could have had on your resume CEO of, you know,
the chicken shop.
The chicken shop or the Australian Commonwealth Bank or whatever. Like it could have been something massive. Australian Commonwealth Bank. Commonwealth Bank of Australia, whatever. And I wouldn't have probably even looked because I think a lot of the time it's good for you guys as young people to try and get in with, like Em said, a foot in the door in maybe a crappier role and work your way up in a company or a brand or a business that you want to work for, more so than getting a really, really, really high up role in a company that has absolutely zero relevance to the industry you want to be in.
Exactly.
That's it. Yeah. It's like depends where you want to end up, I guess.
Yeah.
And that is a common question that people always ask. It's how do I get experience? Do you know what I mean? And that's like just an easy way to put it. Work in a lower role at a company that you want to.
And like show your enthusiasm for that brand / company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like show that you're always willing to stay back that little bit extra to like tidy things up, even if you're like working in dispatch or whatever. Like it just shows you want to be there. And so they obviously will like be like, oh, she cares about this place. Let's like bring her up.
She's like a keen bean.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And it's like we were saying, when I'm sure other prospective, you know, future bosses out there have more of a, probably look at resumes a little bit more closely than I do, but but admittedly, but being able to, like, when people do, this is kind of good. This is turning into a bit of like a how to potentially impress future bosses and stand out kind of episode. Yeah, which I love. We love this. I think that's like, say, for example, a good one is Princess Polly, because a lot of girls applied for the job with us that worked at Princess Polly. As you guys know, that's my past place of employment. We work with them a lot for Jagger and Stone. So instantly, if a girl had Princess Polly on a resume, my eyes would just dart to them.
Yeah.
It probably a lot of the time wouldn't have even mattered if it said for 1 week they worked there. Like, obviously, when I start to dig deeper, but it just made them stand out. So I
initially.
So I think that's really important, even if you are still at uni, even to try to intern at companies that are in the industry that you want to work in, even so then that way you can put, for 2 weeks I interned there, just having that name on your resume will make you stand out.
Definitely. Yeah,
I think it would help a lot.
For sure. Mm. And that's it. Like, we all started in shit kicker jobs. Like, I was employed in my first job out of uni. I interned and then I got employed as the front receptionist. Walked in on my first day and one of the sales girls had to urgently fly back to Canada because her mum had gotten sick or something really sad. And so instantly on my first day, without even working for 1 second in the role on front reception, I was basically promoted to a job that a girl with like 5 years experience would have needed. So that's so what I mean though. Do you know what I mean? Like, anything can happen.
Yeah.
If you have your foot in the door in any way, shape or form. Like, now Emily's like our PA now, but like there will be a day when her role at Jagger and Stone will be much bigger. Like,
because she started from the bottom, now she's here.
Yeah. And she's learning her way throughout the whole business. So she's going to know how to do pretty much everything. And one day, like, Nikki and I won't even need to be there, because we will be there, but we won't need to be there.
We'll be off in Bali like, Emily, hello, how's Jagger going?
We'll be on vacation.
It's kind of like, you know, I remember the Spell Girls said that, like, is it their CEO or managing director or something?
I think it's their managing director. I think the CEO they employed externally, it's their managing director.
She started just working for them, like, I don't even think she was full time or something. Like, she worked in like a,
it's like office assistant or something.
Yeah, office assistant. And I guess because she was there from the very beginning and like obviously, you know, got along with the team and just sort of learned the business inside out, they just kept growing her. So I think, you know, it's super important to have qualifications and stuff. Like, there's definitely nothing, you know, don't like not go to uni, but like experience is vital.
Yes.
Especially in the fashion industry.
Yeah.
I'm like actually shook that you didn't go to UniM because
I'm a little bit shook too.
I didn't even know that and I employed you.
You did not know that. Did you find out? What do you mean? Like now?
I just found out right then.
No, I kind of think I just found out just then.
Nah, I think
swear
we knew.
I told you before.
No, I knew the other day when we were talking about how you had that bit of hex, but like for some, but Emily's like only 21 and I feel like I could get you to do pretty much anything for me and it wouldn't be, you wouldn't find it challenging. You'd try and find a way to solve it. Whereas like I've, you know, worked with girls that are much older than you that if I was to be like, can you go to Pack Fair and get this for me? They'd be like, oh, what way should I drive to Pack Fair? Like, should I go this way or this way? You know what I mean?
And you're like, I'll just do it.
It's like, yeah.
Don't even worry about it.
Sometimes it becomes hard to, or, you know, if someone makes something hard for you, whereas you just get in and get the job done. And if you come across challenges on the way, like you'll call us and be like, fuck girls, like that was sold out or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not like, oh, how do you do that? I'm like, oh.
You get in your car and you jump on the road and you go.
One of, I think, your like standout moments where you just like really impressed us was when we had our warehouse sale. You like, managed that like a boss.
Oh, me, Jim, Ollie,
power team,
power team,
power threesome, power triplets.
Jim and Ollie, the twins, were there, and Emily was there just tasking them different things.
Emily, the COVID safe officer.
But even that, like, here's a good example, guys. Even that, Emily. We found out that we had to have a COVID-safe officer and it, like, was this 10-minute online quiz and you got, like, a TAFE certificate. So Emily did one for her and then she just, without us even asking, did the course for me and Nikki. If you're listening to this, COVID people of the world.
Don't listen. Tune out.
But basically, she just did that without us even asking. When we rolled up on the day, she's like, oh, by the way, I've put you guys as COVID-safe officers as well. And it's just like, I wouldn't have even thought of that.
She had the little printouts ready for the wall.
Yeah, we stuck them on the wall. Everybody, we are officers.
We are COVID safe officers.
Yes.
That was a fun day.
That was such a good day.
So what did you want to be when you were like growing up, essentially? Because that's all been a lot of the questions as well.
Well, from like young age, young, vet, you know, the standard.
Oh, she's got the cutest dog. She's got a beautiful brown border collie.
But no, when I actually started thinking about my career and future and whatnot, I honestly wasn't too sure. I was like pretty stuck after I finished high school. I was like, fuck. I knew I loved like fashion and this type of industry. Like I knew I loved businessy stuff, but I just was not sure at all. I actually did my uni course because I had like a bridging course into it and I got in like direct entry. So I was like, yippee, I'm in.
And then you went and did health science.
Yeah, that's what
so
I did.
Interesting. I guess that's just like trying to find your feet for a little bit too, like seeing what you liked.
Yeah. Well, that was all I knew in school when I did like my subjects and stuff. That was literally all I knew. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm kind of good at it and I'll do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, this like fashion and whatnot was like kind of always in the back of my mind. I just didn't really know how to like get around it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that. Because you used to work at like when you – before your last job, you worked at – platypus shoes?
Yeah, platypus.
That's right. So many times like we'd be like buying Docs or something, she'd be like, oh, that's the blah blah. And I'm like, how do you know? Like,
how do you know the name of the Jaden shoe?
Like, are you just good at everything? She's like, oh no, I just used to actually work at a shoe store.
Yeah, knew all of like nearly all of the style codes and whatnot of the shoes.
What's the best selling doc?
Ooh, just like the smooth leather ones.
Yeah.
Like our ones, but not the platform. The
nice. Fun fact, Nikki and I were talking the other day, I think it was Nikki and I. And I was like looking at my old Docs because I've got the original ones that I used to wear like 5 or 6 years ago and they just look weird now without the platform.
Oh my God, I tried mine on and I literally took them off.
It was you. I was talking to you.
No, it was me and you. Yeah. I was like,
do you feel stumpy in them now?
No, I was like, I can't wear them. My legs look fucking weird.
And they just kind of look like like you're about to go for a bush hike. It's like Docs but not fashion, whereas these are like Docs but keep it fashion.
Yes. Yeah.
And how weird. I remember when I first started wearing Docs many years ago, I thought the ones that I had were chunky as fuck.
Same. And they're like, now they look at them and they're like flat. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
no way. I'm like,
that?
What are they?
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, it's weird. I didn't wear mine for ages before I bought them. I just like started using them in shoots and then I was like, fuck, where did we wear them? Oh, to that festival. Gave me the worst blisters of my life and now I've
Oh, your birthday festival.
Every day. Nah, the grass is green last year.
T-gig,
mems.
Oh, you mean T-gig?
Yeah, T-gig. Were you there?
I was there. Okay, what's the biggest secret you know about us that you can tell on the podcast?
Fuck. Obviously can't say, can I?
That was a trick question from Lucy Justin.
That was a trick question. You cannot say a thing. Shut your mouth. Emily knows pretty much everything there is to know about us in some way, shape or form.
Yeah.
Because I'm an overshare, a loudmouth, and so pretty much talk about everything all day to Nikki, and Emily's like, what?
I think even the girls upstairs heard a lot for a long time.
Oh, no.
What is the weirdest thing that the girls have ever asked you to do for them?
Probably the sesh room was up there. Literally. With one of the things that I can say.
Oh, that's so
funny. No,
what could it be?
What could it be? Oh, my God.
What could it be?
No, that was like really funny, that one. I remember we went up
and you were like, come up, it looks fucking sick. And we came up and we were like, fuck yeah. And we all just started pissing ourselves laughing.
We gave it a little test run.
Because we were like, it was like a real like shock of reality. And we were like, wow.
What the fuck's
like,
going on?
We're getting absolute kicks from this like sesh room. What the hell is wrong with us?
We like soundproofed it, like pushed all the pillows up against like the roller door.
Oh my gosh.
Little mood lighting, some dim lights in there as well.
Yeah, we had added some dim mood lighting. That was the vibe.
Gave it a test run with our big speaker thing. We're like up in there like, what?
Yeah, we had the decks in there and everything. That was a fun night.
Oh, good. Good times.
Good times.
Did you know who we were before you applied for the job?
Yeah, I knew of you guys. Yeah. Wouldn't say I was a punter. People asked if I was a punter. I wouldn't say I was a punter. I definitely knew of
just
you
aware.
Guys.
Just
yeah.
I feel like you're not like a punter of anyone. Actually, Jeffree Star. You love Jeffree Star.
Oh, fuck. I don't love him that much.
More you're like, come on now.
You watch everyone's vlogs and stuff when you get ready in the morning.
I like to keep up with the
I love that you love to keep up. You should have seen when Addison Rae wore our stuff.
She's got eyes and ears on the floor.
You should have seen when Addison Rae wore our stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, Addison Rae. And we were like, oh, my God, who is that?
Like, no, we knew who Addison Rae was.
I didn't. The biggest TikTok ever. I was like, I'm not on TikTok.
That was really cool.
I'm classy, bougie, ratchet.
What?
All right. What's the most boring part of your job? I'm sure people probably want to know that. And you can just, you can tell us, you know, customer service is pretty boring.
I don't mind customer service and emails and stuff. Probably like maybe returns.
Oh, do you ever get like pissed off when people write in really gnarly customer service emails?
Not really. We don't really get many like bad ones. Everyone's like usually pretty nice, which is good.
What's the funnest day you've ever had at work?
There's been a few, honestly, that come to mind. Probably like my first shoot was my first week at Jagger. Yeah. That was like such a fun day.
That was
super fun.
Yes, it's going to be sick.
The live stream would have been fun.
Live stream.
Oh, yeah.
Live stream was up there. And then I reckon the warehouse sale was like super fun as well.
Yeah,
that was a really fun day.
All of our events.
Yeah. Oh, and like little things as well, like even on the weekend, how like Jordan Woods was wearing Jagger.
Oh my God. And like, seriously.
The first post, I was like at home, it was like the weekend, and I text the girl straight away. I'm like, oh my God, Jordan Woods, Jagger, look, oh my God. Like,
I know.
Oh, shit.
It's when things happen like on the weekend in like the DMs and stuff, where like it's so much fun and being together. And when she posted again, and we're all like, ah!
We're literally in the office, like running around, like fucking so stoked.
Love you, Jordan. Thank you for wearing our brand.
Illy Jordan Woods, love you.
Illy. Okay, what else? I feel like people are going to want to know the tea.
People want to know what's the craziest request you've ever gotten from us. Like, what's, I guess, the craziest thing?
The sesh room, surely. Like,
oh, yeah, true.
Most unusual.
I don't really find anything crazy. Like, when I think about it, it's just, like, kind of normal. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll do that, whatever. Like, I'm just, like, super chill. But if I, like, probably told someone the stuff I've done, they're like, oh, the fuck, why'd you do that?
Literally. You know one thing about your job that I feel like is good and bad and whatever, but it's like you, because our friends and stuff come from the office all the time, like you constantly have to just like be like meeting like random as fuck people.
Oh yeah, we definitely have a lot of interruptions often.
Who's our favorite of all of our friends? Who's your favorite?
Oh yeah,
oh, love them all.
Oh
no, you have to pick.
No, you have to pick though, don't be too diplomatic.
Well, probably the person that I like, the people I see the most, like I probably think I see like Jim and Amber the most, do I? Kind of.
Oh yeah, Amber's around. She's hanging around.
She's hanging around.
She came over the other day for like 3 hours. I was like, leave.
Oh no. We were all actually a bit hungover, truth be told. And Amber came over. And we go, Emily, can you get us a little treaty from the service station? We're going to get yourself one too.
Emily, take the work card and go and get me some meat goring from the servo, would you, doll?
Literally meat goring.
And we go, get yourself something too. And she comes back, okay, I've got Baroccas for everyone, meat goring for Lucy, summer rolls for Nick. Like, we're like, fuck, I love you, you're the best.
Fantails for Amber.
Literally.
See, that's probably one of, like, not the shittest parts of your job, but the most, like, PA of PA things. You're getting food for Amber.
Literally, or like,
oh my God, Jerome came in the other day and he asked Emily to organise the apps on his phone.
He's like, he hands me his phone. Emily, can you organise my apps on my phone? Like, make it look good. And I was like,
Emily's like, oh my God, what's wrong with you?
Because he said to me once, he's like, oi, how much do you reckon I'd have to pay Emily to organise my apps? And I said, I'm sure she'd be okay if you just bought her a coffee to the office. And then he, like,
no, I completely forgot
I forgot about that. And then he, like, walks over and his eyes are kind of darting and he goes, oi, I just got Emily to organise my apps. I was like, you didn't even bring her a coffee.
No, you and suck. Like, a bit later he's like, oh, Emily, do you reckon you could make me a drink? I was like, no. Like,
no,
fuck?
Yeah, you're like,
that's where you cross the line.
He was like, why though? You're the assistant. I'm like, I'm not fucking your assistant. I'm Nikki Lucy's assistant, not yours.
And we're like this, get him, Emily. Sick him.
Yeah.
He's you like, tell come him. On. I was like, all right, I'll do it if Nick and Luce tell me to get you a drink. If they tell me, I'll do it.
And we're just
don't
looking
fucking
over, like,
take
not
direction
chance.
From that lazy sod.
He's like looking in the fridge. Emily, can you get me a drink? You're fucking looking in the fridge. Get it.
That's
yourself.
What you call Jezzy taking the piss.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, he was taking the piss, of course.
That's so funny.
Just for lols.
I can't wait until we can have a Jagger party that you can actually organise.
Yeah, me too.
How many people are you allowed to have in events now? Is it 100?
100? Yeah,
I think it's 100. Let's have a party. Whoa. What have we been doing? Have we been living under a rock? Let's have a party for the next collection.
Oh, let's do it.
Do you want to have a party next week?
I would love to have next week. Whenever. Oh, for the new collection.
Yeah. I think we're having a party next week, girls.
I think so. We're on.
Oh, you guys,
Emily, with you in tow, we could organise anything at the drop of a hat. I have no fear. We've got bloody resources at our fingertips, really,
yes.
Don't we?
Everybody on comms. Everybody.
Everybody on comms. I love
it. Let's do
comms.
It. We have nothing planned for our next range to drop. Like nothing in the way.
We don't have parties every range anymore.
Let's
no,
bring
but
that
it's
back.
Been a long time.
Yeah.
And we didn't even have a second birthday.
Yeah, that's true. Because usually we do a birthday and a Christmas, a litmus.
Oh, yeah, we had a dinner for our second birthday.
Fuck, it's almost like the birth of a new collection at Jagger & Stone because it's been so fucking long.
Literally.
It's our birthday.
We were born
it's our birthday every day.
Guys, I'm like just
literally
got the
born.
Excitement. Like, ooh.
To be honest, we've got that many pieces too.
Yeah, we've got that many looks.
I know.
Yeah,
like, we've got enough to dress the chicks in.
Enough to dress
literally.
The whole fucking Gold Coast, honestly.
Literally. All right, guys.
Leave it with us.
Leave
and
it with
that's
us.
That's not an invite for the public.
No. It won't be at an office.
Absolutely not.
We'll not be at the office.
No. I don't like having parties at the office anymore.
No, it's too much of a beautiful space now.
Yeah, it's too hard to clean up after.
It.
Yeah. Anyway, back on track.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Emily, some tips and tricks from you to scoring that dream job.
Well, like I said earlier, I guess just like literally get your foot in the door and get that experience and always just like take initiative. Like I had a girl DM me the other day that follows you guys and she got a new job as a PA. So lovely. She was just asking for some tips on like how to impress her new own, like the new bosses and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I was like, literally just do any small thing you can that like you think would be able to help.
Yeah.
Like whatever it is, I'm sure it will like pay off in the end. Like the smallest things matter. So.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. It's just like, we appreciate that for sure.
It's the little things when you like see them all, you're like, oh shit, like that's done. Oh my God, how good. Like.
Here's another question that came through. I can't find it now, but basically they were asking, is it ever hard or challenging to work for people like us because we are so passionate about our business? Like, cause it's, you know, you're working directly for the owners. Like,
yeah, that's a good
like
question.
We're like, you're literally next of kin.
I don't think it's hard at all.
I think you're lucky that you genuinely are quite passionate about Jagger.
I feel like it'd be different if I wasn't passionate, but I feel like I'm like almost just as passionate as you guys. Like I literally fucking love
literally.
It.
Yeah, you know, we can see that from you too. And that's like means all of our employees like are so awesome. We are honestly
blessed team.
We've got a blessed team there. We've got the best team ever. You know, even Annika, our designer, is like so passionate. She's amazing. Like, we've just had a couple of new girls start. Even our intern, Ash, is just a legend.
Yeah,
she's just a cool chick.
She's the best.
Illy Ash.
Yeah. I think it's like, I don't know, it's so weird sometimes even as like I'm saying it out loud, you know, company culture and stuff. It's like, I guess we don't ever think it because like our team is small and it's still small, but it has grown a lot. Like when I think how many people come in and out of our office, even our accountant Taylor.
Yeah. So
like
true.
I feel like when you walk into the office, there definitely is like a vibe.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
It's so, would you say there's a vibe ski ski?
I'd say there's a vibe ski ski.
A vibe ski or ski ski? Which one?
A ski ski, Emily. Another thing is that's funny as well, but Em gets right around it. Luz and I, as everyone who's followed us for a long time will know, we have like a new fucking word, song, voice, saying every week. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, for a little bit there, we're all saying, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Just like literally everything. Yeah.
And then last week it's like, oh my fucking God, you stupid bitch. I'm so obsessed with you.
I want to marry you. I'm obsessed with you.
I want to marry you. I'm obsessed with you. And then we'd just be talking. And then Emily just start talking back in that voice. We're like, ah, you're doing it now. She's like, fuck.
I wonder what next week's word will be.
Ooh, I'm reckon obsessed with you is going to be here for a little longer.
Obsessed with you.
I literally did that voice with my friends the other day by accident.
Not the same.
And they're like, you're right.
Excuse me?
And I was like, obsessed with you, Emily. Like, happy birthday. You were born today.
The funniest is when when the boys, like our boyfriends, try and do it. And it's like, oh, you just don't sound quite
cringe.
Right.
Stop yeah. it.
Please stop right now.
Oh, too funny.
Well, guys, I think that's about all we have time for today. But, Emily, we fucking love you. Pay rise coming your way.
Oh, hang on. Before you go, what's your three favorite things about working at Jagger & Stone? Top three.
Oh, I feel like I touched on a few things, right?
I know, but in summary. You're cool bosses. Cool bosses.
You're really cool bosses that you're obsessed with. You want to marry them.
My pretty cool bosses. they're pretty cool sometimes.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah, my bosses for sure. I think like doing all the new collections and stuff is like one of my favorite things.
So
one
exciting.
Of the best things. Seeing it all before it's like launched and just honestly work in general. Like I don't really know what else to say. I love it all. Like it's so weird.
I've just thought something too that I think that's a great trait about you. I just had a moment.
Tell me more.
One good thing I think about you as well is like say for example, like Nikki and I live a pretty crazy life. We, you know, sometimes won't be in the office for a full day or even 2 or 3 days if we're out doing like, you know, we might be in Sydney for meetings or whatever, like before Corona, hypothetically. We've been at home a lot, it would appear, over the last... I should be so skinny and fit because my routine should be, like, bang on. But
you fucking are skinny and fit.
We're supporting our locals, darl.
Yeah.
Keeping
them alive. We were
supporting locals.
Lost my beautiful chef boyfriend and I needed to support my locals.
Literally. No, but one thing I like about you, Em, too, is, like, say, hypothetically, Nikki and I come in to work hungover or we come in and... you know, have to like sit there and get our makeup done because we're on our way to an event or something because we have a very unusual like kind of schedule and stuff. Yeah. One thing about you is that I know you never then look at it as an excuse for you to just kind of do whatever you want. Like, oh, well, like Lucy and Nikki are hungover so like I don't have to work hard. Do you know what I mean? Some young girls would be like, well, oh my God, you're sitting around, you know, having a drink or being hungover, so I'm going
to
do that.
Time to slack off.
I might order a chips and gravy myself.
Yeah, it's like, no,
it's like, Coke. You ratchet hoes.
I think that's something that the young people of today could really take on board. Remember that even though we do have a very fun work environment and obviously like if we're having a drink in the office, you're always welcome to have a drink in the office as long as it's like after 4 p.m. Couldn't have you hitting the beverages at midday.
Except for last Friday.
Except for last Friday.
Liz goes, it's Friday.
In that voice.
It's Friday.
But it's like, I think it's really good, like to the respect that like, even though we are, it's fun and we love doing stuff, we are your bosses.
Yeah. Yeah,
and exactly, there's like a good line and I think you do a good job of managing that.
Yeah, we both have a good balance.
Yeah. Whereas like, I think sometimes with like other people, and their employees, there can be like some blurred lines and things end up getting a little bit messy. And, yeah.
I think, you know, we're still learning as well. Like it's like even from, you know, our last employee, there's things that we, you know, could learn from that as well. Like just that you, every day is different. That's what I feel we find.
Like every day is a new day.
We do have
be
like
born
a...
again.
I was born yesterday and today.
Anyway, guys, that's all we have time for always. Woo. Love you a long time. Love you, Emily.
Emily.
Don't give Emily a follow because she won't accept your request.
Sorry, guys. Love you all.
Suckers.
Love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.